Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Generally weak today in the grain trade, with corn down 1 cent. Made new contract lows here in the December contract to trade it as low as 424 even. Beans were weaker as well today, closing somewhere around 1260, down a handful. January beans, which is now the front month, or not technically the front month, but that's the month everybody's trading, down 5.5 at 1251. And then wheat futures also under pressure. Kansas City wheat in December was 724, down 5.25. July of 2014, 7.15 or so, down about 3.5 cents. U.S. dollar was a little bit higher today, pressuring those. And then we had some outside markets that were generally weak as well, with energies and gold and silver lower today. Weather forecast here over the next 2 weeks calls for normal temps, normal precip, and looks like harvest will get along nicely. And then the other news is really just the USDA reports that come out at the end of this week. So everybody's going to trade that. And if it'll be interesting to watch, especially in these corn and beans, if they keep making new lows, how long that'll last. How many days in a row can they make new lows? And that sort of thing. And at some point it'll become oversold, and then the trade will start talking about it being oversold and it needs to rally. But a lot of guys projecting corn to get as low as $4 here in the short term.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed that bean harvest was 86% complete, up from 77% the previous week and 92% last year. So we're making good progress with bean harvest. Corn harvest is 73% complete, so good progress is there as well. Winter wheat planting, 91% done for the U.S., and the winter wheat condition came in better than expected at 63%, up a few points for the week. Friday's report, the USDA report, is going to have a lot of information in terms of yields and crop production for this next crop year. It looks like the U.S. 2013 total production is going to be somewhere about 14 billion, maybe a little bit more than 14 billion bushels, and the yield somewhere around 159, and that's with the harvested acres number of 88.09 million acres. Soybeans, 3.22 billion bushels total, with the yield of 42.4, and that's using a harvested acres number of 75.92. And then if we look at ending stocks for corn, somewhere just over 2 billion bushels, soybeans, 172 million bushels, and wheat, 519. And then if we look at the world ending stocks for the next year, corn, 154 million metric tons, soybeans, 72.3 million, and wheat, 175.9 million metric tons.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were down a nickel at 132.05. November feeders were up 117 at 164.77. And December lean hogs were down 7 cents at 88.25. In our grains, December Kansas City wheat was off 7 cents at 7.22 1/4. Chicago December wheat down 6 3/4 at 6.56 even. Chicago December corn down 1 1/4 at 4.25 even. And November soybeans were off 4 3/4 cents at 12.59 1/4. December cotton was down 1 point at 75.94. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.